From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who had a disappointing day on Super Tuesday, announced he would suspend his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination.
Now, if I fight on in my campaign all the way to the convention, I'd forestall the launch of a national campaign. And frankly, I'd be making it easier for Senator Clinton or Obama to win. Frankly, in this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror.
His decision stunned conservatives attending the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. That's where he made his announcement. And it leaves John McCain as the prohibitive favorite for his party's nomination. But John McCain still has plenty of work to do to win over many conservatives, which he attempted to do at the conference today. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us to talk about this major development. Mara, with or without Mitt Romney in the race, John McCain has real problems with conservatives. What did he say today, and how was it received?
Well, he certainly does have problems, and I think he was actually received better than I thought. Of course, the hall at CPAC was packed with his supporters, and there were plenty of boos. There were also people in the lobby holding hand-lettered signs saying Republicans against John McCain. But he did get the endorsement of George Allen. Very important. George Allen, before he imploded and lost his Senate re-election race after the Makaka incident, was really like a hero to conservatives, the second coming of Ronald Reagan.
And important to the South also.
Very important. Also, the people I talked to in the crowd, some of them said, over my dead body, I'd rather have Hillary Clinton be the president than John McCain. A lot of other people said it'll take a lot of soul searching. But McCain really addressed this problem today. And here's what he said.
Many of you have disagreed strongly with some positions I have taken in recent years. I understand that. I might not agree with it, but I respect it for the principled position it is. And it is my sincere hope that even if you believe I have occasionally erred in my reasoning as a fellow conservative, you will still allow that I have, in many ways important to all of us, maintained the record of a conservative.
Now, Mara, the distrust or discomfort with John McCain among some conservatives goes back years, reaches well before 2007, 2008. Could you remind us why the conservatives have so much trouble with McCain?
Well, the list is very long of McCain's apostasies. First of all, there's McCain-Feingold. They hate that. McCain-Kennedy, the immigration bill that conservatives consider to be amnesty. He voted against the first Bush tax cuts. He's for stem cell research and against a gay marriage amendment. But maybe even worse, a lot of people mention that he talked to John Kerry about being on his ticket in 2004. But you know what? I think the distrust goes deeper than any single issue. Above all, conservatives think John McCain has no use for them, that he goes out of his way to kind of stick his thumb in their eye. Today, he tried to address that too. He was very humble. He said, I cannot succeed without you. I cannot do it without your counsel and support. I will seek the counsel of my fellow conservatives. He came in a real position of humility to a group that feels that he has been arrogant to them.
Now, some polls show that John McCain could defeat Hillary Clinton in a one-on-one race if she were to become the Democratic nominee. Seems like he straddles quite a fence there. For him to do that, he'd presumably have to win over centrist and independent voters. How does he do that without then further alienating the conservatives?
Well, he already has support among independents. That's why those polls show him defeating Hillary Clinton. He won the primary so far without the support of conservatives. He's done it by cobbling together this coalition of moderates and independents. But I think he showed in the speech today how he is going to approach this problem. He's not going to change his position on the war. He's still going to be pro-life. Four judges like Alito and Roberts, the same position on spending. But for instance, on immigration, he now says he's going to secure the border first. He's not backing off from supporting a path to citizenship, but he's got a different order. The problem for McCain is that he needs more than, let's say, 70% of Republicans to back him. George W. Bush got something like 96% of Republican votes. Even if he gets independent votes, he needs to consolidate and energize his base, especially at a time when the Democrats are so energized and their base is going to be so consolidated. He also needs an army of volunteers. You know, he talks about being a foot soldier in the Reagan Revolution. He needs foot soldiers in his revolution. George Bush had an army of evangelicals working for him in 2004. And the question is, even if people will hold their nose and vote for John McCain, if they're a conservative, how many of them will come out and man the phone banks and actually work their tails off for him? That's what he needs to do.
And that's going to take more than a one-day charm offensive.
Sure.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson. Thank you so much, Mara.
Thank you.